Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of obeying God over rituals and sacrifices, exploring how Saul's disobedience ultimately led to his downfall as king. Today's Bible verses are from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 to 23. But Samuel said, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obedience to the Lord's command? Obedience is better than sacrifice, to listen, better than the fat of rams. For a sin of divination is rebellion and arrogance, the crime of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord in turn has rejected you as king."
So here's the thing. God wants obedience. It's not about the burnt offerings or sacrifices. It's not about going through the motions of rituals or showing off how devoted we are. No, what God truly desires is our complete obedience to his commands. This is the message that Samuel conveys to Saul in 1 Samuel 15:22, 23. He tells Saul that obedience is far better than any external show of devotion. It's about truly listening to God's voice and aligning our lives with his will. Unfortunately, Saul didn't quite get it. Despite experiencing success in battle against the Ammonites, he stumbles into a grave error. Instead of waiting for the prophet Samuel as instructed, Saul takes matters into his own hands and offers a sacrifice. Little did he know that this single act of disobedience would have severe consequences. God is not pleased with Saul's action. He decides to strip Saul of his kingship. It becomes clear that Saul's rule will be characterized by disobedience and disregard for God's instructions, and it doesn't stop there. Saul continues to sin, repeatedly failing to follow the Lord's commands. It's as if he refuses to listen and submit himself to God's authority. His heart is full of rebellion. Samuel points out two specific sins in his rebuke of Saul: divination and arrogance. Saul's attempt to seek guidance through divination, instead of seeking God's counsel, directly shows his rebellion against God. Instead of relying on the one true God, Saul turns to idolatrous practices. This act of disobedience distances him even further from God's favor. Samuel doesn't mince words. He tells Saul that because he rejects God's word, the Lord rejects him as king. This rejection signifies the crumbling of Saul's authority and the downfall of his reign. It's a harsh consequence of his disobedience. As we read this passage, it serves as a reminder for us as well. Are we obedient to God's commands? Do we prioritize listening to his voice above all else? It's so easy to get distracted by the noise of the world, just like Saul did. But we must strive to listen and draw near to our Heavenly Father. Let's take a moment to pause and reflect. Are there areas in our lives where we need to submit to God's authority? Have we let the noise of this world drown out his voice? It's time to humble ourselves and seek his forgiveness for our disobedience. God desires our obedience. He doesn't want empty rituals or sacrifices. He wants our hearts, our willingness to listen and follow his commands. Let's strive to be obedient to God, aligning our lives with his will. Only then can we truly experience his blessings and favor.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in prayer, we acknowledge your desire for obedience above all else. You seek our hearts, our willingness to listen and follow your commands. Forgive us for the times when we have strayed from your path, when we have prioritized our own desires over your will. Like Saul, we recognize the consequences of disobedience. Help us, Lord, to humbly submit ourselves to your authority, to seek your guidance in all that we do. Open our ears to hear your voice amidst the noise of this world and grant us the strength to obey. May we learn from Saul's mistakes and choose obedience over rebellion. Lead us in paths of righteousness that we may walk according to your will and experience your blessings and favor in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we part ways for now, let's take a moment to express gratitude for the time we've shared and the blessings we've received. May the kindness and love we've experienced continue to ripple outward, touching the lives of others. Until we meet again, may you be surrounded by peace, guided by wisdom, and filled with joy. Take care, and may God's abundant blessings be upon you always.